our After Two guest. It's you, isn't it, Tommy Walker? You are our guest today.
Yeah, I am. I'm your guest today. second time I've spoke to you in a couple of months.
When were you last on again?
6 weeks. Was it back in May, was it? Yeah, it was back in May. I was in Melbourne.
Blimey. Dear me, time doesn't half move, doesn't it?
It does.
You were in Melbourne. Yeah. You're back in on Teesside. Just set us the story again of how you ended up in Melbourne and various other places around the world.
Yeah, so about 4 years ago, I decided to take a trip to Southeast Asia. Originally planned for 3 months, but actually extended that to the best part of a year. Then moved to Australia, which a lot of people have doing, and stayed there for 1 year, saved up a bit of money, and then headed over to Brazil and the rest of South America, into Brazil for the World Cup. And then I went back to Australia, and then here I am, back in Teesside briefly.
This odyssey has taken 4 and a bit years, hasn't it?
It has, and it's, like I said, odyssey. I only planned for 3 months, and it's just sort of continued, and like I said, long may it continue, because I'm not finished yet. So,
well, this is it. I mean, I think that the reason, if I remember rightly, for you going and deciding was that you just wanted to get a bit more out of life. You've been a bit of a daft lad growing up, and now you're incredibly grown up, I seem to remember. But you just thought, there's a whole wide world out there. I should go and explore it while I can.
Yeah, I mean, thanks for mentioning that.
My pleasure.
Absolutely. I have family all over the world, and I'd been inspired as a kid by my uncle who'd lived in Hong Kong and travelled Southeast Asia, and that was sort of the main reason why I went there in particular. I did feel that I wanted to see a bit more of the world. And a couple of things in my life hadn't sort of went to plan at that point, and I just felt the time was right for me to head out and see a little bit. And like I said, it was only supposed to be, you know, 2 or 3 months, and here I am, you know, 4 years later. So
now, to go around the world, obviously you must have taken the world's biggest suitcase, but I don't think you did you?
No, backpack, 47 litres, which isn't the biggest of backpacks, to be honest. It's actually very light. So, I'm not hugely materialistic. So a couple of pairs of shorts and maybe one pair of jeans, a T-shirt, and then off I went. So, yeah.
And did you decide where you wanted to go? Did you buy just a ticket to anywhere, basically? Or did you think, right, okay, Australia, right, ticket to Melbourne, off we go?
Yeah, I mean, to be honest, the Australia thing was a bit of a shock, and it was a sort of a spontaneous decision whilst I was in Asia. I actually flew to Thailand, had a one-way ticket there.
That's right, yeah.
So I flew to Thailand, and then sort of in and around Central Southeast Asia, you've got Laos and Vietnam and Cambodia and Myanmar, which you can do. They're fairly close to each other, so decided to explore there too. And initially I was going for a bit of teaching, which I mentioned last time about my heroics of singing The Wheels on the Bus Go Round and Round in a Laos primary school, which was terribly embarrassing. So a couple of reasons why I went, and continued really. Just felt that I wasn't ready, and it wasn't right for me to go back, and I just felt that I needed to continue the journey. And then Australia just sort of was one of them things where I thought, you know what, I'll go for a year, make a bit of money, and then I'll head to South America. So,
it's it's incredibly brave. Do you think you're incredibly brave? Just to up sticks with a pack on your back, backpack, and just to go, and that's it. You've gone. No more Teesside for the foreseeable future. No more home comforts. You don't know what awaits you.
Yeah, absolutely. But I think that's part of, you know, why I did it and why other people do it. It's the unknown, and it's the adventure that comes with it. I think obviously you have to be brave to travel, especially alone. It is a brave thing to do, but I've always been generally quite independent. So I settled in fairly quickly, quicker than I thought I would. It was tough. It's tough in certain situations, you know, especially when you haven't got your bed to go to, or, you know, and your overnight bus journeys and train journeys and like sort of local food and the climate. You have to adapt to things, you know. So it's all a bit of it's all a bit sudden, but it's part of it, John. You know what I mean? It's what excites me the most, you know, of sort of being out of my comfort zone.
Did you ever at one point think, what have I done? Was it getting on the plane?
Yeah.
Home, come back.
Yeah, well, like I was touching on last time, so basically I left the day after my birthday, and basically I'd had a couple of too many red wines the night before and had about 2 or 3 hours sleep, hadn't packed, and my mother drove me to the Darlington train station. And literally, I was getting on the platform and the train was coming in. So it was all a bit of a rush. And then, you know, sort of I was okay up to that point. And then I was on the plane and I was very, you know, comfortable watching movies and things like that. But I remember getting into Bangkok. And after 18, 19 hours of traveling, I was really sort of tired. And I just remember feeling, wow, what am I doing? I really want to just like be in my own bed. But I said to myself at the time, I said, look, you know, just go and have a few hours sleep, see how you feel. And, you know, within a day later, I was fine. So, yeah, there was a bit of worry and shock, but I got over it quite quickly. So